This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Svetlana Lakova, historian Svetlana Lakova, and author Svetlana Lakova. Right now, we're investigating the Mueller report because over these months, Svetlana Lakova has helped me understand how it is that she was entangled through no effort of her own into the large story of Russiagate. It is now March, April, May, and June of 2019, the Mueller Report. The Mueller Report, its formal title is Report on the Investigation into Russian Interference in the 2016 Presidential Election, is delivered to the Department of Justice in March of 2019. The 448-page report released by the Department of Justice April 18, 2019. Mr. Mueller comes before Congress in June of 2019 to answer questions about his report. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Mueller report, investigating all aspects of Russian interference. Were you named in the Mueller report? Were you questioned by the Mueller team at any point prior to the release of the report in March of 2019? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me. I was never questioned before, during, or after the Mueller report by Special Counsel Mueller or any of his team. Never, ever contacted.
All right. You were not contacted. During the course of the Q&A with Mr. Mueller before Congress, I believe your name was mentioned. How so?
I believe Congressman Devin Nunes brought up the fact that he asked, because of course the story about me and the full story about me and General Michael Flynn was circulated in the national and international media to the fact that I had the fake story was that I had an affair with General Flynn and I seduced him on behalf of Russian intelligence. And given that General Flynn was a most important Trump advisor to be investigated by, first of all, the FBI and then the Mueller team, it would have been, of course, natural special counsel would look at that. So Congressman Nunes asked a special counsel Mueller, given the importance, how serious the allegations were, whether he ever interviewed me. And Special Counsel Mueller would not answer the question.
Yeah, you have the transcript. Read the part where Congressman Nunes, who was chair of the House Intelligence Committee when the investigation of the Russiagate became national news, the question and answer. Do you have the transcript so you can read it to us?
Yes, that's right. Nunes, the first Trump associate to be investigated was General Flynn. Many of the allegations against him stem from the false media reports that he had an affair with a Cambridge academic, Svetlana Lakova, and that Lakova was a Russian spy. Some of these allegations were made public in a 2017 article written by British intelligence historian Christopher Andrew. Your report fails to reveal how and why Andrew and basically others spread these allegations. And you failed to interview Svetlana Lakova about this matters. Is that correct? End of question from Nunes. Mueller says, I'm not going to get into those matters to which you refer. Nunes says, you had a team of 19 lawyers, 40 agents, and an unlimited budget, correct, Mr. Mueller? And Mueller says, I would not say we had an unlimited budget. End of the exchange.
Svetlana, the Mueller investigation team not asking you questions about the events in Cambridge in the winter of 2014 and afterwards is puzzling. However, you've told me that you had a conversation with Christopher Andrew, your mentor at Cambridge, about the Mueller investigation in 2018. What was the nature of that conversation?
You might recall, and this is something we covered in one of the previous conversations with you, that in February 2017, so a year prior to this, months before Mueller was actually appointed, Special Counsel Mueller was appointed, Christopher Enge, who was somebody who I trusted, who used to be my mentor, you know, somebody I've known for years, all of a sudden, without telling me, published a completely false narrative in the Sunday Times in London about the 2014 dinner with the then head of the DIA, General Flynn. And specifically, some of the things he said is that General Flynn was attracted to me. He was not. That he invited me to Moscow with him. He did not. And that he, that I showed him some erotic picture. That's also not true. So you will recall that the truth was that Christopher Andrew and others invited me to dinner with the head of the DIA. I showed him historical material. He was interested in the historical material, and that was the only one time I ever met General Flynn. And then without me knowing, without me being consulted, suddenly he publishes this, Christopher Andrew publishes this article in Sunday Times in 2017, you know, making those, you know, false accusations against General Flynn. And, that's just maybe a couple of weeks after General Flynn, gets, outed as the head of Trump, you know, as Trump's national security advisor. So it was quite a horrible article. And I'm not mentioned there by name, but I'm mentioned there as a Russian, born, you know, student who attended the dinner. So it's enough to identify me. And obviously it's just false, right? The story is false. So since 2017, I kept asking, Professor Andrew to withdraw this article, and I couldn't understand why he wouldn't, because, you know, the things he said there were false. So fast forward to 2018, so I spent a year asking him to withdraw this. So fast forward to 2018, by that point, you know, Stephen Halper is already outed as an FBI informer, and he's outed as the person who falsely told the FBI that, I compromised General Flynn on behalf of Russian intelligence. So it becomes again urgent that Christopher Andrew withdraws the false article, and he doesn't. Instead of which, he says that he emails me to say, and we also have phone conversations about that, that my emails with General Flynn are in the hands of Special Counsel Mueller, and if Flynn did nothing wrong, then Mueller surely would establish that. And I found that quite an extraordinary statement.
All right, let me set this up just a moment. In March and April and May and June of 2019, the Mueller report is given to the public and Mr. Mueller testifies. Okay. In that time, in June of 2019, Congressman Nunes asked Mr. Mueller, were you investigated? Were you ever questioned? Mr. Mueller will not answer that question. We know that you were not, because you've just told us so. A year before, in the spring of 2018, you were exchanging with Christopher Andrew to withdraw his false statements that were published in 2017. He refused, and at that point, he mentioned the Mueller investigation, and he said that the Mueller investigation have emails between you and General Flynn. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Do you know why Christopher Andrew knew such a thing, where he learned such a thing about what the Mueller team did or did not know?
At that point, I didn't. I found that odd. But at that point, you will recall that everything was odd. Everything that was happening to me was odd. But looking back at it now, since then, new information has come to light. Specifically from Christopher Andrew's business partner, a friend, and an FBI informer, Stephen Halper. And his lawyer said, the man called Luskin, Bob Luskin, that Bob Luskin represented Stephen Halper to Special Counsel Mueller. And that Stephen Halper was a witness to Mueller. And the only thing I can conclude based on the information that has since come to light is that somehow Stephen Halper was involved in not only providing, you know, the information to the FBI about me, General Flynn, and General Flynn that was false, but potentially, given that he was a witness to Special Counsel Mueller, and given that General Flynn was the most sort of prized suspect, although he was completely innocent of any Russia collusion, but he was the one who was accused of that. The only thing I can conclude that is that Christopher Andrew found that out from his friend Stefan Halper.
Svetlana Lukova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History, the historian Svetlana Lukova, we're piecing together a story that, as of now, is not complete. There are pieces missing, large pieces missing. One of those pieces you just heard from Svetlana Lukova. How did the esteemed Cambridge professor Christopher Andrew learn that the Mueller investigation had obtained emails exchanges between Michael Flynn and Svetlana Lukova? How did he know that? And why did he mention that to Svetlana in the spring of 2018? Then a year later, we learned that Svetlana was never questioned by the Mueller team. There was no instance in exchange with Congressman Nunes whether Svetlana was critical or ignored or in a matter of indifference to the Mueller team. We don't know these things. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.